Last time we talked about the communal brachos. We spoke about, and I'm just going to give a very quick review of the last points we made. There are certain needs that we have that are not individual needs. They are, but as an individual, as much as I'm an individual, I'm part of society, and the community needs that. You need justice in the world. Justice in the world is not just my individual need. Okay, it's a need that if you don't have justice, you're going to have anarchy. You're going to have corruption. You're going to have a perversion. You're not going to, you know, there's a value to mishpat. There's a value to the system that we call Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And when that system is not only followed, but there's a structure set up that enables it to be fulfilled, ultimately the quality of life for humanity is a greater quality of life. That's Hashiva Shofteinu. So not only is there, a violation or corruption of ethical and moral evil. There's a corruption of, you know, the law, but there's something called philosophical evil. And that was the bracha of the Malshinim. It's almost like we still call it the Shmona Esrei. It's not like it's a new bracha. It is a new bracha, factually. But it's like, you know, sometimes you'll have 18a and 18b. Well, so to speak, that's what this is. Hashiva Shofteinu is the A section of the bracha against called ethical or moral evil, and then v'lamalshinim is against philosophical corruption or theological corruption. Okay, there's two types of evil. Then we said what? That once you have an eradication of those who espouse a corrupt, heretical philosophy, once those are eradicated, then you can appreciate, you can truly appreciate the tzaddikim, the chassidim, and we develop that. What's a tzaddik, what's a chassid, what are geirei hatzedek, what are pleitas sofreihem. And the reality is, when we associate ourselves with those individuals, they have an impact upon us. Every human being is impacted by our environment and our surroundings and our peers. And that is the issue here. We need that influence. We need them to be impacted. We need them because when they impact upon us, so to speak, when they impact upon us, it transforms us. They're a living embodiment of the Torah. They are the Torah's Chaim. And we pray for their benefit and their welfare, which ultimately is the benefit and welfare of all of humanity. And then, of course, we pray for what? The building of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is an institution. It's the third mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash, we always said. What is the idea there? That it's a city of chachma. It's a city of wisdom. It's the city where everyone comes with their maser sheni, with their kachim kalim, and they experience it. It's that transformative Shabbaton experience that we all need in our lives, where we actually travel somewhere in the experience of going to a certain place, encountering the people of that place, encountering the education that exists in that place, it inspires us, it enlightens us, it ennobles us. And that's the experience. And we pray for the building of that Yerushalayim, not just the physical Yerushalayim, but the institution of Yerushalayim, as the third mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash. And by parenthetically, that's why the Rav said that Nachem, even today, when Yerushalayim is built up today like it's never been built before, in terms of the square area. The modern city of Jerusalem transcends the halachic Yerushalayim of the Bayis Sheni. But why do we still say that Yerushalayim is chareva, shomema, bezuya, it's destroyed, it's desolate? Because Yerushalayim is not a city. It's not Rehovot, it's not Tel Aviv, it's not Be'er Sheva. What's Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the third mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash. Like you have Machane Shechina is the Chatzar Oel Moed. Machane Leviya, you know, is the Leviyim encompassing that. So to use the analogy, you've got the Azara, you've got the Har HaBayis. What's Machane Yisrael? The Jews enveloping, their encampment envelops the Leviyim. Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael. It's the national city. It's not anyone's private property. It's the national city. And what? That's the equivalent of Machane Yisrael. It's the third mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Rav said Yiter Kriya on Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh. Even though they're the Arei Yehuda that have been rebuilt and reestablished and restored, those you wouldn't tear Kriya on. Yerushalayim, even though it's been rebuilt, you still tear Kriya on. Because the Yerushalayim to us is not a city. Yerushalayim is it's the Machane Yisrael. It's the third mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the institution, the city of wisdom, and that's what we pray for. And then ultimately, once we have those institutions established, we pray for the Mashiach, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. What do we say? Tzemach David, the offspring of David, Meherat Tatzmiach, we ask for that Hashem should bring the Mashiach. V'karno tarum b'shuasecha. Kili shuascha v'kin kol hayom. The idea of the Messianic, the Messiah who will bring the Messianic era, it will be an agent of God, the plenipotentiary of the Almighty, the Melech HaMashiach, the great diplomat, the great educator, the great leader of the Jewish people, who ultimately will bring about not only the perfection of the Jewish people, but the perfection of all of humanity. And then what do we have afterwards? These were all the national needs. After you ask for the individual needs, the national needs, because every Jew, by definition, has a dual existence. I'm an individual, I'm unique and distinct, and I'm part of Klal Yisrael, part of the covenantal community. And therefore my needs have to reflect the needs of an individual and the needs of the community. Then we say Shema Koleinu. Shema Koleinu is almost like the kitchen sink. It's the kolbo. If there's a specific need I have that was not articulated, that did not fall under those other 11 categories, then I ask for Shema Koleinu. Please, God, hear our voice. Now, there's a key line. V'kabel barachimim uvratzon es tefilaseinu. Not only should you hear our prayer, but it should be acceptable to you. If we said we've davened for something that was inappropriate, that was wrong, that, you know, we think we need or we think is important, but really it's not a positive thing. There are a lot of things in life that we really desperately want. We desperately feel that we need, that are crucial. We look back 10, 20 years later and we say, thank God that God did not answer that prayer. Thank God that God said no to that prayer. Because it wasn't positive. It wasn't a benefit. That's why I say, Uskabel Barach Mehev Rachmanis, because we never come, that you owe it to us, we deserve it. A Jew never has that attitude, because it's not true. It's always Berachimim Uvratzon. It should be acceptable to the Almighty. Kikel Shomei Tfilos V'Sachanunim. God, you are the one who hears our shvachos, our petitions. Milfanecha Malkin Rakam Al Tishvena. Please, God, do not send us home empty. Ki Ata Shomei Tfilos Amcha Yisrael Berachimim. You're the one who hears. Now, by the way, there's another girsa, and we say that if someone is a Ben Noach that's praying, they should use the other girsa. Ki Ata Shomei Tfilos Kol Peh. You hear the prayer of every mouth. Now, it's not unique to the Jewish people. God is the one who hears prayer of all of humanity. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tfilah. Doesn't say Hashem answers tefillah. He hears our prayers. He hears our prayers. We have that relationship. It's no different than a relationship of two human beings. Not everything that my children ask me for am I going to grant. Not everything that my children ask, say, or want a response is worthy of a response. Sometimes the response is no. Sometimes the response is a non-response. Hashem is the Shamea tefillah. What's Ritzei? What's the next bracha? So there's two ideas. One is we ask that Hashem should hear our prayers, that they should be worthy prayers, that hopefully we've come to God from the right perspective, from a sincere perspective, from a humble perspective, from a perspective of looking to grow, to develop, to perfect ourselves, as we've spoken in the past. But there's a second idea. There's God hearing our needs, and then there's the korban component of a prayer. The korban component meaning where, from the word karov, where a person comes close to God. It's the experience of prayer, having nothing to do with the individual petitions and needs that I have, but the experience of engaging God, of looking at myself, of prioritizing myself, of looking at how I've been over the course of the past period. Have I fulfilled my potential? What have I squandered? What have I wasted? Where do I feel that I could grow? Where is there opportunity? Have I lived up to my responsibilities? That component of coming close, the experience having nothing to do with any particular request being answered, but the experience of the cathartic, transformative experience of what tefillah is. God, this should also be acceptable. This should be accepted. This is my korban. Korban of the heart. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael uvitzfilasam. We should be worthy and our tefillot should be worthy. It should be acceptable. V'hashevas avod lidvirisecha. We ask God to return the ultimate avoda. There's different types of avoda. There's avoda of the mind, avoda of the heart, and there's avoda of the mikdash, physical avoda. The ultimate avoda, which is done is on behalf of the community, on behalf of the individuals, the national center, the place of education in the confines of the national Sanhedrins, the Sanhedrin of 71 that sits in the Lishkas HaGazis, the national Sanhedrin of 23, which is the entrance of the Azara, the national Sanhedrin of 23, which is the entrance of the Har Bayis, of the Temple Mount. In the context of the learned Kohanim, in the milieu of a sense of awe and reverence, that ultimate avoda, which is a much more powerful, transformative avoda educationally and cathartically, in general, it's a much more powerful experience and powerful institution. We ask that God restore that institution. V'hashev es ha'avoda lidvir beisecha. To the dvir beisecha, they translate the holy of holies of your home. V'ishei Yisrael usfilasam bi'ava sekal bel beratzon. What are Ishei Yisrael? So is Ishei Yisrael referring to the Jews who have lost their lives, those Jews who have been devoured? You know, Eish is something which can devour. And our prayers, and there's the korbanos, literally, those Jews who have sacrificed for you, have given their lives because they were Jewish, because they represented your system. And our prayers, is that what it means? Or does it mean something else? And there are different explanations of what Ishei Yisrael is. Could be the fires within the heart, not necessarily the physical sacrifice of life. Could be the Eish that exists, you know, amongst the Jewish people. Our pains, our torments, but they should be acceptable. That should also serve as a korban. You should accept it beratzon. Ushi l'ratzon tamid avodos Yisrael amecha. We speak to ourselves when we say this. How often is it that when we approach God, we approach the Almighty, we're not that serious? We're thinking about everything but. Not always because we're lackadaisical or insensitive. Sometimes we're so tormented by everything. We don't speak to God. We're not open and honest, and we're not focused. And we say, despite our frailties, our failures, our insincerity, please, God, please accept it. Usila ratzon tamid avodas Yisrael amecha. It's a wake-up, you know, it's a wake-up to us in the middle of the tefillah. And we hope that we're worthy, that we've presented something that is worthy before the Almighty. And then we say, v'sechazene inenu, what is our petition? We've done the best that we can. We've done avoda shebelev. We've presented the worship of the intellect, the worship of the emotion, because the heart is the seat of the intellect and the emotion. We've presented that to God. But we ask for the full complement of avoda. And what is that? B'shuv chalitzion, you return to the Beis HaMikdash, to Zion, berachamim, baruch atah Hashem, hamachazir shechinas chalitzion. Once again, you'll return the providential relationship you'll have with the Jewish people, which is manifest through the institution of the Beis HaMikdash, through the tolerance and the allowance of a Beis HaMikdash. The ultimate avoda can be accomplished. The ultimate opportunity for a human being to relate to their creator, to relate to their sustainer, for a human being to attain perfection, that ultimate experience we ask God to restore. Now what's interesting is in the midst of this bracha, you know, the 16th of the 18 brachas, you have Ya'aleh v'Yavo. If we're not dealing with a day which has Kedushas Hayom, like a Shabbos Hayom Tov, we're dealing with a Chol HaMoed, or we're dealing with a Rosh Chodesh, where there isn't a tolerance and allowance for malacha, for workday activity. But what do we ask? That the experience of us observing the Pesach, observing Sukkot, of observing Rosh Chodesh, it should be acceptable to God. Ya'aleh v'yavo v'yireh v'yiretzeh v'yishama v'yipaked. When God judges us, because we know Rosh Chodesh is a time of judgment, so is Pesach, v'chag nidonin alamayim, Sukkot is for the water, Pesach is for the grain, the crop. It should be acceptable. Yipaked v'zacher zichroneinu. And what's zikaron? We talked about this when we talk about zichronos and Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron is that God sees us as a bridge. He does not judge us in a vacuum because we don't feel that we're worthy to be judged in a vacuum. But he sees us as the continuity of Avoseinu. We're going to continue the path of our progenitors. And he also sees us as the builders, the ones who are paving the way for a better tomorrow. Zichron Mashiach ben David Avdecha. Zichron Yerushalayim Yerkotshecha. The Yerushalayim of the past that we want to take forward and the Yerushalayim of the future that we want to build and create. And God judge us as a bridge. who take upon our shoulders the responsibility. That's what zikaron means. Zachor doesn't mean remember, because God doesn't forget. Ein shichacha lifnei chisei chvodecha. If God doesn't forget, by definition, he can't remember. So what does it mean, zikaron? It means that God judges everything. He sees us in a context. He takes past, present, and future, and he judges us in that context. And we ask for that. Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu Bolatova. Should be a good, please God, judge us for good. Livracha, for bracha. L'chaim, uvidvar Yeshua v'rachamim. Chus v'chaneinu v'rachem aleinu v'osheinu. Save us. Ki elech einenu. Ki kel melech hanun v'rachumata. So again, the idea is not asking God for a specific, but it's the notion of us presenting ourselves. Yishei Yisrael s'filasam. The fires that burn within our heart. You know, our very essence we're presenting to you. Coming close to you, committing ourselves to you. Accept that. Ritzeh. Ye ratzeh. Yipaked. Then we go into Modim. Modim, of course, is gratitude. We've talked about before Rabbeinu Bechaya says the whole sine qua non of our existence as Jews, the sine qua non of our theology. The conditio sine qua non is what? The principle of Hakaras HaTov. Of a profound sense of gratitude. And if we have gratitude to teachers, to parents, if we have gratitude to those who came before us, if we have gratitude to those who have helped us, who've worked with us, the ultimate gratitude is to our sustainer. The ultimate gratitude is our creator. The ultimate gratitude is to the one who runs the world, who enables us. And that's Modim. And what is Modim? Modim here doesn't mean thank you. It means we acknowledge Sha'atahu Hashem, that you Hashem Elokeinu, you are the source of all. You are the one who runs this world. You're the source of everything. You are our rock. Not just us, but before us and after us. Now, here comes the line. Here is where Modim means acknowledgement. Hoda'ah, like Hoda'as Baldin, an acknowledgement. We acknowledge. Now, but we say what? Now we say Nodelecha. And we express our gratitude to you, and we are going to articulate and spell out your praises. Normally, you know, you don't want to praise God too much because in the end it's a slap in the face. Because the more you say, sometimes the less you say. Because who are you to encapsulate God? We spoke about that in Psuket Izimra. But when it comes to gratitude, you can't be passive. When it comes to gratitude, you have to articulate it. That's why this is the one area of the Amida where it's not enough for us to rely on the Shliach Tzibor. We don't rely on our agent. We listen and we answer, Amen. He's saying on our behalf the Tfilot. Not when it comes to gratitude. Gratitude cannot be done by a proxy. There is no agent or proxy when it comes to gratitude. Every Jew has to be actively engaged. That's the Modim de Rabbanan. And what happens? We express our gratitude. Al Chayenu Hamavsurim Biyadecha. For our very existence. Al nishmosenu habkudos lach. Al nisecha shebuchod, the miracles that you do each and every day. Erev avoker v'tzaharayim. There's not our existence. Shebuchol eis, erev avoker v'tzaharayim. The good that you do for us, the miracles that you do to sustain us. The fact that we as a people exist in the light of what's happening today is an absolute miracle. The fact that we exist in light of what's happened throughout the millennia is nothing other than providence. And we acknowledge that. It's a violation of every law of general providence. It's specific providence manifest. And we acknowledge that. Hatov kilo chalu rachamecha. The good, it never ceases. Your acts of rachmanis, not something that because we're not entitled to it, we don't deserve it. It never ever ceases. Vamrachim kilo samu chasadecha. Your acts of chesed, they never ever end. Me'olam kivinu lach. And we always yearn for you. And then if it's a specific particular day where we give specific gratitude, we add it in. A Chanukah, a Purim. Or if we have specific gratitude to give. Va'al kulam. In all the expressions of thanks and appreciation and gratitude, al kulam yisbarach v'yisramam shimcha malkeinu. Your knowledge, your name, which reflects the knowledge of God, it is above and beyond all of that. We cannot properly express it. We cannot properly articulate it. We don't even know how to. We don't even know the end of your gratitude. But we acknowledge that we don't know the end of your gratitude, and we do express the gratitude to the best of our ability. V'chol achayim yoducha sela. Baruch atah Hashem, atov shimcha ulechana ed. To you alone is it proper to express gratitude. To you, you're the ultimate one that provides the gratitude. Whether it's providing us with parents, providing us with a community, with sustenance, with health, with history, with values. L'cha na'el lahodos. You, God, are the source of that good that we give gratitude to. Then we end off, what is the ultimate bracha, the final bracha? Is shalom. And it's a continuation of the theme that you have from Birkas Kohanim. Because what is Birkas Kohanim? It is God giving to us, transmitted to us through his agent and our agent, our teachers. The Kohanim are the people who are designated to be our educators. That's why we give the Chaf Dalad Matnos Kahuna, the 24 types of taxes that we give to support them so that they can serve as a population that educates, that transforms us. And what happens? What do we say? We say the following. This providential knowledge that they communicate, our teachers, our role models teach us, that providence manifests itself in three particular ways here. Yevarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, that God provides for us physically. Brachas, physical bracha. And what's v'yishmerecha? Many people have wealth, but they lose it. It's one thing to attain it. It's another thing to sustain it, to maintain that wealth. That God enables us to maintain it. Ye'er Hashem panav elecha v'chinecha. What's ye'er from the word or Torah? He enlightens us, education, intellectually, spiritually. Not only do we have the ability to survive physically, but God makes it a life worth living, a life of intellectual, spiritual transformation. And Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. He gives us shalom from the word shleimut. You can have all the money in the world. You can be the brightest, most knowledgeable person in the world. If you don't have emotional health, if you don't have psychological stability, emotional and psychological health, then it's not worth it. And we need that. We need to be complete. We need to be whole. We talked about this in the bracha of Re'ena Vanyenu V'Riva Rivenu, the bracha of Goel Yisrael. But this is the idea here, shleimut. A person has to be emotionally and psychologically complete and whole. Those ideas. And what do we say? We pick up on V'yasem lecha shalom. Sim shalom tova avracha. Give us that shleimut, that sense of being complete, whole, emotionally, psychologically healthy. Tova avracha, chen v'chetzev v'rachamim. For us, for kol Yisrael amecha. Borcheinu kulanu keechad bor panecha. We go back now to that, to the or, to the first, the second bracha. What's or panecha? Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Again, not only give us a sense of being healthy, whole, and complete, but intellectually and spiritually enlightened us. Torah schaim, a living Torah, a Torah that enables us to live a life of meaning and depth and to take the principles of the Torah and apply it to every facet of our life. Avas chesed, tzedakah uvracha. V'racha v'rachmim v'chaim v'shalom. V'tov b'necha l'vorech as amcha Yisrael b'chol esu v'chol sha'a b'shlomecha. So first we go back to the bracha, yevarechecha Hashem b'yishmerecha. That's the idea there. So we're asking God to give us those three facets of life. Emotional health, intellectual inspiration, in depth, a life of meaning, and a life of physical sustenance, a life that physically is one that is not riddled with pain and frustration and sorrow. And we ask, we conclude, v'tov b'necha, if it should be good in your eyes, levarech asamcha Yisrael, to give the, bless the Jewish people, b'chol esu v'chol sha'a b'shlamecha, with your sense of shalom. Miz, you enabling us to be whole and complete. You, God, are the source, you alone are the source of the one who gives his people shalom. And then we have an addendum that we take from the Gemara in the third parak of Brachas, Daf Yud Zayin. Elokai Netzor Lashoni Meira. I've just used my mouth to speak to my God, to speak hopefully words of meaning, of substance, of meaningful, of depth, of sincerity. I should not use that same mouth to attack people, to engage in character assassination, to abuse people, to speak in a filthy way. Hashem, protect these lips from speaking evil, in deceit, in manipulation. And to those who curse me, v'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, I'll be silent. V'nafshi ke'afar l'kol tiyah. Not because I like it, but Jew doesn't view it as, instead of, don't view the person that's attacking us. They're wrong, they're evil, they're corrupt, they had no right to do that. But don't view them as the cause, they're the symptom. The cause is that I have to suffer, because whatever I've done, I'm going to have to suffer some type of, whether it's embarrassment, humiliation, pain, frustration, sorrow. But be silent to it. Use it as an opportunity, like anything else, as if I lost money or if I got sick. Use it as an opportunity to be introspective. Pesach li bi besorasecha. Enable me to focus on your Torah, the principles, the values of your Torah. Uve mitzvosecha tirdof nafshi. Allow me, what should be my passions? My passions should be to pursue your mitzvos. And all those who plan evil against me, mehera haferatzasam, please speedily cancel, destroy their evil counsel, their plans, their manipulations. Do it for your name. Do it for the sake, kiddush asecha, because I represent you as a Jew who aspires to be a God-fearing, a humble Jew. Do it for the sake of your Torah. And what do we say? Yihyu l'ratzonim. These words should be acceptable. They should be worthy, as we said by Ritzay. They should be worthy. Yihyu l'ratzonim reifi, the words of my mouth. Ve'egyon libi l'fanecha, the ruminations, the thoughts of my innermost emotions, they should be before you appropriate. Hashem tzuri v'goli. And we ask, Osei Shalom Barumav, the one who creates unity amongst the angels, meaning against the divine intelligences, amongst the intangible creations that run this world, that God created a complete world. Just like there's unity and completeness there, there's shalom there. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. So too we, who have a problem with each other, who very often undermine each other, who challenge each other, who attack each other, we should ultimately find peace. And what do we ask for? We ask for ultimately the building of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu. V'sein chalkeinu b'sorasecha. And our chelik, our lot in life should be in your Torah, in its principles, in its values. That's where we should find meaning, that's where we should invest our energy. We should v'sham navadcha, in that Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate closeness to God. It's the ultimate experience of being lifnei Hashem. Right now I'm lifnei Hashem. I'm speaking to God, I'm having a one-on-one, intimate, personal relationship. But I should attain an even closer relationship through the experience of Hashra's Hashchina, the experience of where a human being really perceives God in a very, I don't want to say tangible, concrete way, because it's not tangible and concrete, but in a very substantive, meaningful way. Ultimately, we should attain that. That's our final ask. That's the Amidah. It is the most cathartic, transformative experience a person can go through. That's why we say, even someone who's engaged in Torah learning, in serious Torah learning, where you come to know God's values and what God wants of us, we take out time, zman Torah l'chud, zman tefillah l'chud, for that tefillah, for that experience where we analyze ourselves, our priorities, our values, who we are, what our goals are. We look back at what we failed to do, what we could have done, what we should be doing. We look at what our needs are, what the needs of our people, what the needs of humanity. It's the most transformative, cathartic experience. And it's a bracha. It's a special blessing that God gave us the ability to concentrate on these ideas and these principles. And it's an accordion, because you're allowed to ask for things that are not spelled out explicitly. If they're not in any of the previous categories, you put it into Shema Koleinu. If they're in the previous categories but unique and distinct to you or your community, you put it there. It's a chance for a person to grow, for a person to become humble, for a person to become broad, for a person to become sensitive. That's the experience of the Amidah, the most powerful experience that Jewish people have. Thank you.